I remember, were you Jim when you were a player when you first got here?
I've been called a lot of things. So it's quite a long list, yes. Coach Davis used to call me Jim. He called me Jimmy. Yep, Coach Davis did. Yep. So did Coach Infante. Did too. Yep.
Hey, okay, well, thanks, Joe.
Yes. Yes, Peter.
No, you good?
No,
go ahead. All right, Joe.
Yes, Jason. All right, let's get to work.
Did you, with the change that you guys made before the season started, did you see this group of five coming together as quickly as it seems to have from the outside? Or have you been a little bit pleasantly surprised at how well they've come together?
That's a good... I guess, no, because of this, that they work so well together, and they've, and here's the reason why is that I can see why you would ask that question, but you got to remember that Lane took a lot of reps last year. He would fill in a lot for both guards, so he got a lot of work with David and a lot with the centers and everyone. So it doesn't surprise me from that standpoint.
Did you have any, despite all that work, he still had only started two NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, not that you doubted him, but was there a little bit of a, okay, we made this move, now let's, I need him to be as good as I think he is kind of feeling?
No, I don't ever go into things that way. I really don't. And I've always said it, and I truly believe this all in my heart, that each one of those five positions has a job requirement, and you work hard to get that position, and when you're in there playing the game, there's a job requirement and there's an expectation, and certainly putting him in there and going with it, he had already filled that expectation from that standpoint for me, so I'm not surprised.
There's a lot of talk, it has been for a couple of years, about Dallas' offensive line being so good and all that. Mm-hmm. Have you sensed anything different among your guys this week? I know you're not actually playing Dallas' O-line, but
mm-hmm.
any something to prove sort of stuff?
Oh, no. I don't think we get into that. Like you said, Bill, we don't play against our offensive line. So we just want to keep improving. I'm sure the guys in there, and I need to coach better and just keep improving and move forward and keep building. And, you got to guard yourself, with success and make sure that everything is still working together and guard yourself from complacency. And the group of guys that I'm fortunate enough to coach, they don't have that. They work extremely hard. So certainly moving forward, it's about improving, playing a good opponent, and moving forward. So there's no issue with that.
James, going back to 2013, when Dave, Lane, and JC all got here, did you get a feeling early on that those three guys could be something special in terms of kind of what they've become at this point?
Boy, that's a long time ago. 3 years, that's hard for me to recall that. But certainly all three have worked very hard to get to where they are today. And they do a great job, and they're very good communicators. They take a lot of suggestions. They put them into work and to good use, and they're great teammates. So it doesn't surprise me that they're doing well.
TJ's played a lot of good football for you over the years. Is he maybe taking his game up a notch here to start the season?
I think TJ has improved steadily over the last 4 years. I mean, he certainly has. And I think, as you get older and you move on, you learn things that you weren't so privy to when you were 23 years old. And I think that those things in combination, he's played a lot of football. He's seen a lot of things. But he takes good care of himself off the field, and he does things the right way. So it doesn't surprise me that he has continued to improve. And I know that there was a nice article written about him and his success, because it's been brought up a couple of times. And I think that, Jason, you wrote the article, I believe. And not to kiss your tail or not, but it's a very good article. It's a very positive article about a player that had been through some things, and I think it was a well-written article from a standpoint. I'm glad you brought this up because I think it shows young people what it's like to go through some adversity with his family. Obviously, some of the silly knucklehead, I believe, was the term that was used, knucklehead things he was doing, and to turn those things around. So I thought it was very good at a way of depicting TJ, but I also thought it was a very good article for young people that are seniors in high school moving through the college ranks. So that was a very good, well-written article.
You're hired as my agent.
No, I don't want to be that, trust me. No. But I know, seriously, I mean, sometimes, you know, I know all of our jobs, we get unnoticed at times, but I didn't want to tell you that, and if I'm embarrassing you because this is taped or something, so be it. You give me embarrassing moments all the time, too, but with the new structure, though, I wanted to thank you. That was a very good article on two accounts.
Yeah, I miss the old structure.
I like this. This is fun, actually.
Refresh my memory. When you were Jim, was it a hamstring? You tore your hamstring, and that's how Frank Winters got the job. Is that right?
Yes, he was the starting left guard, and I was the center. And then, tore the hamstring at Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that it for you?
Yes. Yes, it was.
So it's not really apples to apples, but obviously Corey has been, I talked to him a little bit today, and, you know, if he comes back, I know JC got added to the injury report, but if he comes back, you're probably not going to disturb the rhythm you've gotten with your starting five. How tough of a spot is that to be in, to have been the starter for 2 years and now be kind of the guy who has to take that mentality of I'm one play away? And mm-hmm. how have you seen him kind of handle things during these 6 weeks?
Well, you know, I'm going to give you my honest answer is that I'm not going to speak for someone with that because everyone handles things differently, and I'm not going to agree or disagree with your assessment that things will be status quo because I don't think that's fair for everybody. You know what I mean? So I remember that JC was in a similar situation, and Corey and JC both went through that. And so whatever happens from that standpoint, when that happens, Corey's got to get healthy and start playing ball again. And who knows, I don't know how the rules and all that stuff, I have no idea. But my point is I think those things will work themselves out. I do know this about both of them, and we've talked at length before about JC and how he's handled things in the past. Corey is the same makeup. Those two kids are as fine a kid as you can get. So whatever happens and however it happens or whatever it may be, I haven't given it any thought whatsoever, honestly. I just haven't. But whatever happens, I know both those guys will handle things accordingly and professionally and with integrity. I can promise you that.
Back on TJ for 2 seconds really quick. With him being able to actually practice on a more consistent basis this year, mm-hmm. what kind of difference do you think that can make for him, you know, being able to...
For TJ? Well, I think it's for anybody, really. I don't think it's just particularly one guy that needs it more or less than everybody else. But I do believe that any time, especially, in the offensive line world, you have your single blocks at times and those type of things. But really, you know, you're working together with someone else. You're in rhythm, especially when you're inside. You play an inside position. You got things going on to your left and right. So whenever you can get those quality reps, I think that is very, very valuable. And any lineman will tell you that they want to practice and they don't want to miss those reps. It's very important.